Do we know anything about those investors and the lockup or, you know, their appetite to sell into an IPO from that, what was it, Series H round that they
Series
just did?
Series H. We're getting quite high up the alphabet as these companies stay private longer. But one thing that did stand out with a lot of the investors that you saw on the cap table, some of them were previous investors, but they were sort of the crossover funds. You had the leaders in this were Altimeter, you had Dragoneer, you had Sequoia, and those are seen as sort of the long-only funds that might get in, you know, at the last stage. Sequoia is a little bit different and sort of a hybrid. But you had T. Rowe, you had Fidelity, you had a lot of the names that could strategically get in pre-IPO, really the growth investors that would be seen as sort of the strong hands, as Wall Street Bets might put it. But the ones that aren't going to flip, then they're not going to sell in a knee-jerk reaction. And that sort of set the stage for, okay, this company appears to be getting ready to go public. I had heard from investors that, yes, they were doing the paperwork. They were talking to lawyers, but they were still leaving the door open for, hey, maybe they don't need to list. I think a lot of this is going to depend on market conditions. But Leslie, you and I talked about Uber and Lyft. This is a very much a rivalry. These companies have been public about how much they really just don't get along. They are now competing fiercely in enterprise. All you have to do is look at the photo of Sam Altman and Dara Amodei on stage, not holding hands. That is iconic. And it really, it just encapsulates the competition between these two, which has spilled out into the open. You remember the Super Bowl commercial. We are going to get a fiercely competitive IPO season.